Hey, Vanya.
Hi, Mike Jensen.
We were having a Wi-Fi conversation. I don't know if it's all that interesting, but I was saying that because you were asking how it affects my television viewing. And I did this crazy thing where like the Wi-Fi comes out of like the cable box into, you know, whatever the cable company has provided. And then I have my extender on the other side of the room. But this is how ridiculous I am. So I have it wired that I have a wire that goes from the Wi-Fi to my extender and then another wire that goes from the extender back to like my cable box. Like, so that's actually right. Not on wireless. It is wired. I don't know if that's at all interesting,
you're,
but it's a glimpse into
in
Mike's
mind.
You're
in the ethernet.
Mind.
Yeah, I got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did not want to take any chances on my television viewing being bothered.
Well, that's good.
Because I'm crazy like that. Yeah. How are you doing? How's it going, Vanya?
I'm doing good, actually. I was just thinking about this week. I'm like, what happened this week? I was thinking, you know what? I'm just grateful that nothing bad or crazy or large happened this week. So that's fun.
That's good. That's good.
I'm feeling a little claustrophobic because we're about to go into a major heat wave.
Yes, I was actually going to complain about the heat. And then I was like, no, it's so much hotter in LA right now than it is in New York.
We're just beginning into like our first really, really hot one. So, you know, it's like basically the next 7 days is going to be intense. Like up to, I think one day is over 110. So.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
That just feels insane.
I know. I need to plan some things. Like I was thinking, because I really do feel claustrophobic. Like I can't really do anything. You know, what are you going to do? Go walk around at the mall? Maybe.
Yeah.
But I was thinking maybe I'll plan like a indoor kid or like beat the heat party here with the AC on and sing a little karaoke.
You have nice space. You have nice space for entertaining.
Yeah. Maybe get a bucket and fill it with ice and like, you know, dare people to jump in it. I don't know, something like that. But yeah, otherwise I'm good. And then I'm planning birthday parties for both of my kids.
Yeah, that's coming up.
And then basically just wishing I could have been at yours.
Wishing that. Oh yeah, yeah. That would have been. I would have loved to have had you here. We had such like hashtag blessed, hashtag grateful birthday experience last year that I keep holding on to that like we had such an amazing, amazing time. So I let myself not be too sad that we couldn't be together on my birthday. I guess I'll talk about my birthday now because that's kind of what I did this week. Well, because I sort of had it planned that we were going to spend the day in Coney Island and then kind of like have a slight intermission and then regroup at my apartment and have like a game night. I don't want to give anyone's business away, but let's just say a gathering at my apartment became not a great idea for, you know, COVID-y reasons. We'll just put it there. Yeah. So, but it honestly ended up being a really nice day. We ended up going to, a bunch of us ended up going to Coney Island and riding rides, which is, it's so funny being there and being like, this is just here. Like, Coney Island is just here. It's like an hour and 10 minutes. It's good to know. Like, an hour and 10 minute train ride from my apartment to Coney Island. But, like, there's rides and there's games.
It's
and
so
there's,
fun.
It's super fun. It's so fun. I will say that the original idea was that I was going to get a wristband. Because I'm a big fan of, like, the ride as many rides as you want kind of thing. Rather than paying separately. We ended up paying separately for the main reason being, so Coney Island is this big space and Luna Park is what like 90% of the rides are a part of. Within that, most people are familiar with the Wonder Wheel. It's like that huge, I definitely wanted to ride that. Wonder Wheel, like, park is its own park inside
the
space.
Okay.
Yeah. So your wristband wouldn't get you onto any of those rides. And to be honest, like, there's the Wonder Wheel. There's, like, one roller coaster. I think it's called the Phoenix. And then there are some other, like, little, like, haunted house, like, other little rides.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I did the way that I did it because we started out by doing the, what's the most famous roller coaster there?
You mean the one that's, like, you could die on because it's so rickety?
So that's the thing, though. I can't believe that I can't think of what it's called. I'm going to have to look it up. But it was way less rickety than I thought it was going to be. Like, it is a wooden roller coaster. And there definitely were moments when I was like, this roller coaster is going to go off the tracks because you go around corners so fast. And it's also funny because, like, when we got, first of all, the guy who was doing the ride was
not. It's the Cyclone. It's called
the Cyclone, of course. That's what it is.
I've actually been to, because they've got a baseball team, like a minor league. And I've been to, they're called the Cyclones. Anyways, gotcha. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Go on.
Yeah, the Cyclone, super famous roller coaster. I've always wanted to ride it and never have. I've only been to Coney Island like 2 or 3 times. We went there together years ago and did a little photo shoot. That's like right. 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago to like right now was when that photo shoot happened, if you can believe it.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And I went one time on my birthday like 6 years ago, and Annabelle and I went on one ride, and that's it. But it was really fun. And like Wayless the Rickety, the guy who was running the ride, was not having a good day. Like he literally like yelled at us because he was like, get in this car. Don't ride at all. He was having a rough time. Sure. It was a lot. It was a very New York experience. And I will say they made my friend and I switch places. And it's because when you round the corner, like you basically crush the person next to you. I was not. First of all, you're in so securely that like there was no crushing. Like you literally couldn't move. They are not kidding about like buckling you in for the rides. And then, yeah, we went on the Wonder Wheel, which was its own experience. I don't really need to do it again, I don't think, but I'm glad I did it once. My point is, next time I'll get the wristband, because there were so many little rides that and by little, I mean crazy. Like, there are some rides there. We basically did all of the roller coasters, which was very fun. Jesse is still dealing with his post-concussion, so he couldn't really go. He only went on one roller coaster, and even that one, he was like, I probably shouldn't have done that. But it was still really fun, and, like, we had good food. I had like barbecue chicken nachos that were actually kind of amazing. That it was bizarre. I'm like, oh, and like not super expensive. I was just kind of surprised that listen, it's all a little janky. Like it's all a little like, meh, you know, like nothing felt unsafe, but it all feels a little old school New York. Let's just put it that way. So I think that's part of why it's not super expensive, but it was really fun. I had a blast like riding the rides. And then because we weren't going back to my apartment, we were going to have been cooking. Like, we were going to make all this food. And and instead, I was like, let's just get pizzas. Let's just get pizza and let's go to Riverbank Park, which is what we ended up doing. Like, I got a bunch of super cheap pizzas and we ended up going to the park and having cake and just hanging out. And I made everyone tell a story about me. And, you know, I had a really, really good time. So I was really bummed out the night before my birthday because I've been really looking forward to having people over and like having a thing in my apartment. And I bought these. So months ago, I was going to do a could do without. And it was going to be like, why hasn't anyone invented a disco ball that just plugs into your light switch? They totally exist. Like I now own a bunch of them and I put them in and then no one got to see them really because, you know, people couldn't come over. But, you know, I'll save them for next time. I think I sent you a picture or something like
that. You did. It looked amazing.
Yeah, they're really cool. And that was kind of it, you know. I was sad going into it because I had plans that I was really looking forward to, but it ended up being a really, really fun day.
Good.
And other than like, you know, the lack of you being there, I had a blast. It was super fun. And we'll have a birthday again together.
Absolutely.
Very soon. Did you finally celebrate your anniversary though?
Yes.
I feel like you had a nice little night.
Yes, I did. Oh my gosh, that's something that happened. Sorry. I feel bad. Sorry, my love. I forget about you sometimes. Life is so hard. I mean, it's so busy.
Right.
And I know he loves me, so, you know, I take it for granted sometimes, okay? So there's a lesson in that. But yes, we went to, so our anniversary was the day the kids started school 3 weeks ago, and I was just like overwhelmed and, you know, whatever. So yes, we got a babysitter, and we went down to South Bay to Manhattan Beach, actually. And there's a lot of really good restaurants, and this place we went was amazing. We had beautiful cocktails. We had delicious, like, salad and pizza. It's my favorite thing, but like kind of fancy. The place was called Love and Salt. So if anybody is in LA or in the South Bay area, I really recommend it. And honestly, it was not that expensive. Okay, so it was expensive, but I feel like where I live, I'm like out of LA proper, you know. I'm still in LA County, but like things are expensive up here still. Going out to eat is just, so it didn't feel like all that bad. I was like, oh, I'm gonna get ready to really spend some money. But anyways, we had a nice lovely long walk on the Strand, which, you know, I love walks. I was telling Adam, I was like, Mike and I like long walks. It's a thing, okay? He's like, I know. I was like, you don't like to walk. He's like, I like to walk. I was like, okay, fine, then walk with me. And we had a great time. And the sun was setting. It was absolutely beautiful. Yeah, we did it. It was very nice. It was nice to be away from the kids and talk like normal people. There was moments where we just forgot and just stared at each other like, how do we speak to each other without someone yelling right now? It's a weird thing, but yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. A manager of mine from pre-COVID days, who I haven't seen, I mean, in the end, I had just left working at that old location. So anyways, I hadn't seen her in years, but she's sort of subbing in right now at the little Mexican place that just opened right near where I'm now located. And it was fun to see her, but she kind of had the same thing, but to the extreme. She was like, until I came back to work last week, I hadn't spoken to anyone like outside of my family. Like she'd just been in, 'cause she had a child like a couple years ago and already had a child before that. So yeah, like was dealing with that and she's, you know, with child again. So she was like, it was so weird being around like a bunch of grownups and having to have a conversation. It really is true for some people still that we're still kind of getting used to like how to interact with the people around us.
True. I mean, sometimes you're my only interaction every week. That's not just my family. I think I need to change that, but we'll get to that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know. So, on that note, anything you're digging this week?
Oh, actually, yes. Okay, so I have an honorable mention. It's one of your diggings past, but I am loving Loot. It's on Apple Plus, and it's Maya Rudolph is the lead in that. And actually, you know what's so funny? You're talking about roller coasters. There's an episode, and I'm not giving anything away. I don't think, but the episode starts weirdly in Thailand or somewhere on this huge, like this mega roller coaster ride, and you hear it's a couple, and the husband or the partner, the man in the situation, who the hell knows, best friend, brother, was like, I don't want to go on this ride. And she's like, come on, it'll be really, really fun. Come on, just come on this ride with me. And he's like, I'm really scared. You know, I'm really afraid of this. And so then they get on the ride, and I'm like, what the hell is happening in this? Because usually it's with Maya Rudolph, and this, it just felt like such a departure from the actual show. And then we cut to the office that she works in, and it's like, Thailand theme park roller coaster has been stuck for 12 hours and they're all upside down stuck, and that's my effing nightmare. I just be like, kill me now. So they end up being like stuck upside down for 24 hours, and you see the couple, and the man is not happy. But anywho, so honorable mention, it's like, I feel like watching Maya Rudolph, she's so incredible. Her timing is absolutely divine. And you know what it's like? It's like for me, it's like a warm, comfortable, ticklish, like, but like really good hug watching her act, because it reminds me of the SNL days. She's the same person, you know, she's bringing that to every character. It just reminds me of the good old days when it was like Maya and Kristen Wiig and like all those things. I love it. Okay, so that's so good, right? And I'm still making my way when I can, you know, take away 20 minutes of my own time, which is hard to do, but I love it. And then my main one, I finally watched, and I'm going to preface this with, I really love a big blockbuster. I watched Top Gun Maverick, and I had so much fun. I loved it. You didn't like it?
Listen, I don't have any, I've never seen Top Gun. Like, what? I don't have any, like, relationship to that film.
I've
so
watched it so many times. Yeah. So many times. And then, so I loved it. I loved it. I'm also like, how does Tom Cruise stay in such shape? But it's because it's his job to do it. And
yeah.
Oh, I loved it. It was a fun ride. I've actually watched it twice because we bought the movie. I know.
Gotcha.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's funny because someone else asked me about that. And listen, I've probably seen the first film. Like, I don't have any memory of ever sitting down and watching it from beginning to end.
Wow,
like, I know the basic points, but yeah, because I don't have any relationship with that first one, it just didn't really make any sense to see the second one.
I
don't know.
Oh, so you haven't seen the second one?
I haven't seen it, yeah, so I don't have any opinion about it.
I think you should. I mean, I think you should do both. I think it's a fun ride, and you know, all the people are in it are really good, especially the first one. And there's a whole storyline with Goose, which was his wingman from the first one, and it extends into the second one. And I think it was really touching, and I really liked it. So there you go. What about you? Right. Anything you're digging?
Well, it's funny because I have to start out, because mine is kind of weird. It's not weird. Okay. I kind of can't believe what I'm going to say. But first, before we get to that, I have to say that I am now watching the TV series of A League of Their Own. And I am enjoying it. I have a lot of questions. Like, I'm not done with it yet, so I'm curious to see where some things go. I'm very confused by the Nick Offerman character. Like, he sort of comes in the second episode and he seems like a nice guy, and then in the next episode he's a horrible person, and then in the next episode he's kind of like an okay coach, and then he kind of disappears. Like, it's a weird, like, I don't really get what his storyline is. I'm curious to see if anything more happens with it. So there are definitely things about it that I'm like, what is happening here? Overall, enjoying it. The cast is outstanding. Like the cast, those women are all so good. Even I can't think of the actress's name or even the character, but she's sort of like the uptight one.
Oh, and she's amazing.
I thought I was going to hate her, and she's so funny. Like, her thing is so funny. And then even just, like, Abby Jacobson's character's thing about how, like, repeatedly trying to, like, say that she's not from a farm, and everyone, it's really, really sweet. I'm really, really enjoying it.
Yeah.
But here are the two, I'm actually going to say two, and I'm not even honorable mentioning them. I'm just going to say them both, because I'm saying them both because they're both ridiculous, and I can't believe that I'm suggesting them, but I'm thoroughly enjoying these two programs. One of them, listen, She-Hulk. Who would have thought? It's so fun.
Absolutely.
It's so ridiculous. Like, it's, and I don't mean ridiculous like it's stupid. I just mean like it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a She-Hulk. And I'm so thoroughly enjoying the process of watching it. And like, I don't know what they were going to do with Tatiana Maslany after Orphan Black, because that was such a specific, amazing, like, tour de force of a performance. Like, what do you give her to do next? And the answer is She-Hulk, which, I mean that, yes, it's, she's so good, and she's so much fun, and her whole, like, the whole cast that surrounds her is so much fun. I'm having such a good time, and I'm also having such a good time watching RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race.
Yay!
I, in a million year, listen, it's so bizarre. It's like the Masked Singer in drag, which doesn't make any sense because we're looking at their faces. And like, two or three of them, I know who they are. Or like, I'm 90-something% certain, like, oh, that's you, that's you. That I got some of them figured out. I will say, like, the person that goes home in the first episode is super famous. And of course, I figured out who it was as they were saying their name. But I'm like, how did we get this far into this without me being like, oh, that's clearly so-and-so?
Where are you watching?
It's on VH1. So I think you probably either have to have cable or have like the VH1 app. Like, and I meant to like look that up and find a better way, because I don't know how to tell people to watch it other than finding it on VH1.
It says you can watch it on Hulu, but I haven't been able to find it. So, maybe later.
Well, maybe I'll
really
try to check that
see
out
it.
More.
I've already tried to watch it and I haven't been able to get there.
There's like one of the contestants is hetero and like tatted and has been in the industry since he was a kid, and I'm like, how do I not know who you are? Like, I'm seeing your face, and yeah, it's your face in drag, but like, how am I not able to be like, oh, you're such and such? It's such a bizarre experience watching it, but I'm having a really, really fun time, and I did not think that I was going to enjoy it, but anyways, there you go. Anyone else that's watching RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race, it's quite a ride. If you can find it, I definitely suggest watching it. And I fast forward a lot. Like, you can kind of like just get to the numbers, and there's a little bit of filler. It's an hour and a half long. It doesn't really need to be an hour and a half long. So, you know, you can kind of zoom through it. But anyways, there you go. That's what I'm into this week. She-Hulk and RuPaul's Celebrity Drag Race. Yeah, very bizarre.
I saw the first episode of She-Hulk and I really enjoyed it. And like, Mark Ruffalo is in like a lot of that episode.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like a movie to me because Mark Ruffalo is the original Hulk, you know?
So, right.
Anywho. Or not the original, but you know what I mean. In this
world. Well, and there, you know, it's so knowing. Like, it's so, it be like, when I say it winks at the audience, you saw the first episode. Like, she literally, like, basically winks at the audience. Like, there are moments where she's talking to the audience.
It's true.
There are moments, like, there's a moment. I mean, all the stuff with Captain America, I think, is so funny as they're, like, having their discussion over whether or not he died a virgin, which is just a hilarious conversation to have in the first place. There's definitely, in the second episode, a wink at the fact that Mark Ruffalo was not the first Hulk.
Right.
And they kind of mention it. Like, it's pretty funny. Like, it's pretty... Good. It's pretty interesting what they've done with it. Yeah, so I'm very much enjoying. I'm enjoying both of them. Anything you could do without in particular this week?
I just why can't people be happy for student debt relief? Like, why are people getting all ragey about it? Like, the people who have the debt relief or who need the debt relief the most are like really in need. I mean, like, why do we have to hate? What is wrong with us? Why are we so mad? I don't know. I'm also getting so tired of like hearing a-holes just talk nonsense. And maybe it's because they're like sound clips popping up. I'm like, I can't be the majority of the humans out there being dicks about this. It's just that it's repeated on news, right?
I think that it's the very loud minority that And you can try to make your point of like, it's my tax dollars going towards student debt that I didn't acquire. And I'm like, your tax dollars go towards all kinds of things that I bet that you would not be wild about. It's taxes. The idea exactly. of taxes is that we all put in this money that goes towards the betterment of society. And if you think that like relieving a certain amount of tax of college loan debt isn't for the betterment of society, what is? Like what? Like, it's kind of.
I'm just like weary.
And it also comes back to the fact that, like, college is insanely expensive. And I understand that one argument that some people have made is like, well, it's not doing anything to make college less expensive. Okay, I hear that. That'd be great if we could fix that, too. But just because we can't do it all, does that mean we don't do any of it? Like, mm-hmm. I think that that philosophy is misguided as well. If you're like, well, we're not fixing the root of the problem. Okay, well, we're still helping people. Like, we're still helping millions of people. Yeah, I agree with you. And I just think that it's short-sighted. I just think that, and I also think that it's a recurring theme of the Democratic Party, that we're not great at explaining why we're doing things sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I do sort of wish that we had spokespeople that were better at being like, this is why this is happening. Like, this is why we need to do it this way. I don't know if like Elizabeth Warren is just like busy, you know, like, cause she, I feel like she explains things really well. I don't
she
know.
Does, yeah.
I feel you, though. I totally, I get that one as well. Mine is a little more selfish, and that is just like, and I like that. I feel like New Yorkers like to pretend like everything only happens here. This probably happens other places, too. But it's been such an uptick of, like, literally, I was at the grocery store yesterday, and a guy came in with his sound bar playing music as he's walking around the grocery store grocery shopping. Like, it's bizarre to me. Like, people get on the subway with their music playing, or like, it's one thing on the street. Like, it's whatever. It is what it is. Yeah. Like, the guy with the boombox on the shoulder, whatever. It's annoying, but it is, you know. But people that come into like small spaces with their music blasting, like, blows my mind. There's something that is so, I don't know if it's egocentric or it's just like obtuse. There's something about it that is so either gleefully unaware that you're bothering anybody else or just not caring about it. And I don't know which one it is, and I don't know which one is worse, but it's definitely one or the other. So yeah, people playing their music loud, kids and their music. I'm just kidding, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I know it happens here, but I'm not in front of like strangers as much as you are. So
yeah, and that's probably part of what it is that we're just always, just always around strangers. So there you go. So I thought, because I was like, wow, we haven't had a topic in a while. We've been talking about You Can Dance for so long. And I guess sort of selfishly, because it was just my birthday, but yours is coming up pretty soon.
It is.
I thought, let's just do a back and forth birthday memories. Like, what did you do stuff as a kid? Because my thing always growing up was that because my birthday is the end of summer, I almost never had a party because...
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, because it was the end of summer. Like, I hadn't been in contact with most of... Like, we'd have, like, one or two people, but it was never, like, a big group thing. So I feel like the first time that I had, like, a group party, I think was my 18th birthday. And it was a surprise, and it was very well done. My best friend at the time, Katie Morgan, threw it for me. And so it was fun. Given away at the very last second. The door started to open, and I could see someone in the background. And I was like, oh, there's someone there. There's a surprise party. But yeah, that was like my first like get-togethers when I was like 18 years old. What about you? Did you like have get-togethers when you were younger?
Yeah, we did. I mean, my birthday is September 30th. So school at this point had been, you know, had started. And I also come from a family like... We were close growing up. So we'd always have like a family party and then not always have a friend party until I was like a little bit older. But yeah, I know we would party. And then usually by September 30th, it was too cold where we grew up to like go in. I always wanted to swim. I wanted to pool party, but I could never have a pool party. It always rained on my birthday. I don't know why, but I miss the rain now. It's not going to rain this year, I don't think. I think, family mostly, and everybody just like celebrates the heck out of you. And then truthfully, my favorite birthday was my 40th birthday.
Yeah.
Because it was amazing and people flew from all over. I mean, honestly, I felt so lucky. I like almost undeserving. Everybody flew out from all different states and it wasn't a surprise. I knew it was happening, but oh my God, my heart has never been so, I was like, I could just die now. Let this be my funeral. Because this was really, it was really great. Like everybody,
it was really, really fun. That house was so great. It was like an occasion, though. I remember you saying at the time that you felt like not sheepish, but you were like, everyone's coming. And I was like, well, you're also supplying us with a vacation. Like, you're supplying us with, like, you know, I got to stay in a house in Palm Springs. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah, Palm Springs.
Yeah, that was super, super fun. It was a blast. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of, I feel like there were a couple of years, like my 28th and my 29th, maybe, that both of those I had get together in your apartment and you weren't there.
Oh, funny.
Like, I feel like somehow those years in a row, like you were either
working home maybe?
Or you were working. Like, there was one time that you were doing an acting job somewhere, I remember. So I had a couple of get togethers, yeah, in your apartment without you being there, awesome. Which is kind of funny to think about now. Yeah, because I was in the little one bedroom at the time and you had the much larger apartment upstairs in the same building. Yeah, so I don't know. I would like to, I mean, last year once again was so special being on Virginia Beach and like seeing Alanis Morissette. And I know that's like a once in a lifetime, but I don't know. Maybe I'll plan a LA next year. I mean, we still need to get you to New York. That's the one that I keep
talking
about.
Absolutely, I know.
You need to get
too.
Back to this side of the country.
But yeah, it's funny. You know, I find like as I got older, sometimes my birthday would like be a little depressing. I don't know why exactly. Just like, but I mean, this year I'm excited. I'm happy to be alive. I'm in a different headspace where I'm like, I have the privilege of getting older. I have the privilege of waking up to my chunky body. I have the privilege of having these knees that are starting to hurt just a wee bit. You know what I mean? I'm trying to flip the script in my head. But yeah.
I think that there is something about that, though. I do think that there's a thing in your 20s where you're very much like, it's my birthday. Yeah. And like everyone wants to have a party or like wants to go to a bar or wants to like rage and like have a crazy party time. And then I think you get in your 30s and not only, and I don't mean that like getting older is worse in your 30s, but for one thing, we all kind of are just maybe a little more serious. I remember getting into my 30s and almost like trying to throw a party and it not really working out. And part of it's that people were busy or you just didn't see each other as much or you're just in different states of your life where people are getting married and some people are having kids and it just sort of becomes, it kind of becomes less of a thing in your 30s. Like, you know, I will say that I think it was my 32nd that you were home. You were in our hometown.
Oh, yeah.
And so I ended up flying home and Patrick ended up flying home and it was interesting to have like, we had a little birthday party in my sister's backyard at her pool.
That was really fun.
Yeah, it was fun and like very singular and, you know, will certainly probably never happen again. But like, it was kind of like, wow, we're all in my hometown for my 32nd. Once again, I think that was right. Birthday. But other than that, yeah, birthdays become a little bit quieter in your 30s to the point where like at one point I feel like it was just like, let's just go to dinner. Let's just like have a couple of people kind of get together. And then I do, you know, like I sort of, because this was 45, and not that I'm like milestone year, but like it felt a little bit like 45, like that's quite the number, was partly why I wanted to make more of an effort and like kind of get people together. And
I think it's great to celebrate. I think, you know, the funny thing is I have no problem. I'm like, let's celebrate someone else. But yes, no, I think it's important to embrace the joy in anything in life.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Happy birthday.
Absolutely. Thank you. So anything random for us this week?
I'm just coming in at you hot with the actress that we love in League of Their Own. So she's the one that plays like very uptight. Her name's Kate Berlant. And she's incredible. I follow her on Instagram and she does some uncomfortable comedy and you're just like, ugh.
Does she?
Oh yeah. Okay. But she's very good in this. I'm honestly like, because I followed her for so long and her brand of comedy, I'm very impressed that she's a good actor. Not that she's not a good actor as a comedian, but like it's just her tone is sort of very similar in all of the things she puts forth on like TikTok and Instagram. Uh-huh. So she's doing well, giving us those notes, bringing it.
You know, kind of I guess I could have talked about this when we were talking about A League of Their Own before, but I will say that I watched the movie again last night because Jesse had never seen it. So, and Jesse had like made, I know, isn't that crazy? But like, you know, he was two when it came out, you know, and it was also, I hope he doesn't care that I'm saying this, but you know, John Lovitz is only in like the first like 7 or 8 minutes of the film. Like he's not in that much, but he's so memorable. Like he's so good in the movie. And Jesse was like, why do I know him? And I'm like, well, he had an animated show for a while and he was like SNL, like he was the acting and, you know. And what is the name? I'm not going to say it right, but it's like The Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, yeah.
That he's like a voice on that. And Jesse's like, that's why I know him. He was on The Brave Little Toaster.
My gosh,
and I'm
so
like,
funny.
Yeah, you were too when A League of Their Own came out. So that wasn't really a thing for you.
Yeah.
It was 30 years ago.
Did he like it?
He did. He really liked it. I mean, it's a really good movie. There are things looking at it that, you know, like even just the way that they only have a moment to sort of address the fact that it was an all white group of women that were able to play. Yeah. And of course, that's a thing on the TV series. They've done such a good job at is giving so much more time to the storyline.
Yeah.
Which is, and she's so incredible. And that the way they're handling that storyline is so honest and really good, because it's not all happy. It's not like, yeah, and then it all worked out. Like, it's, yeah, like, no, it's struggle, because, you know, it's still effing sucks to be, you know, a black woman in this country, let alone how it was in the 40s, you know.
My favorite character, as I finished, because I finally finished the whole season of A League of Their Own, her name is, or her, Clance was her, she's the best friend to Maxine, and but her name's Gemizola Ikumelo. She is so amazing. She's the one, she's like the comic book artist. I would watch her do anything. I love her so much in this
series.
She's
fantastic.
So many good people. So many good actresses or actors. Yeah. And, you know, it's all good.
And it was funny also watching the movie, because I've thought about this before, but it really struck me watching it with someone who hadn't seen it. Because it's always when you watch something with someone who hasn't seen something that your eyes are sort of like,
yeah,
you know, like, oh, would that have really been able to happen that way? But it's funny because you get to the end and it's these people sort of, you know, it's not a, whatever, 30-year-old spoiler, but like the bookends of the film are in quote unquote modern day. So it's the early 90s.
Right.
And you sort of find it like so-and-so passed away and so-and-so. And it's funny how emotional it feels.
Yeah.
And then you have that moment of like, these aren't real people. Like, like it's based in some reality, but these aren't real.
Yeah.
But like, that's what movies do. You know, it feels a little bit more poignant because there were counterparts to these people. And I guess that also then made me question, like, why am I so emotional over these people that didn't exist, you know?
How far along are you in the series?
I want to say that I'm 5 in. Okay. So I'm a little more than halfway. I'll definitely have a full opinion next week.
I'm excited.
Except I should say now, before I get to my random thing, that we will not have an episode next week. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk. Okay.
that's totally fine.
So my random thing is really, really random. And it's just that I was walking down the street and there was a sign for bottled water for $1. And I guess I was just thinking, like, when I first moved to New York in the spring of 2000, the person that I then lived with was like, and just know that bottled water in New York is $1. Never pay more than $1 for bottles of water. Like, you can always get $1 bottle of water. And I think it's kind of remarkable that 20 something years later,
it's still
$1 for a bottle of water.
Right.
That's
on.
You know, that feels like a bargain.
Yeah.
You can get your dollar bottle of water in New York City. So,
wow.
Just a random thing that I was thinking about. Yeah. So next week I'm going to be in Provincetown.
Oh, fun. I love Provincetown.
Yeah. I'm really excited. So I'll have all adventures to share about that in 2 weeks, but most likely we won't be around next week unless we put something little together. But let's just say we probably won't be around next week. So a week off, but listen to the feed. Maybe there'll be a surprise. And then I'll have all my Provincetown and Cape Cod.
I can't wait.
I'm very excited.
I have a note for you, though.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Do not drive to or fro on Labor Day, because it took us 9 hours to drive. And you can take a, there's a bunch of ways to get there, but I had a screaming child in the car for 9 hours, and my friend Daniel's now husband was in the back of the car just going, oh, God.
All right. That's good to know. I think we do have a little bit of driving, so we'll have to look into that.
Well, if you're going to do it, just be ready. Just prepare.
Yeah, we'll just be ready. I'm going to put together a whole playlist. We're only driving, I mean, oh yeah, so I'll have much to tell you about. We're just driving a little bit. Oh gosh, now I'm nervous. But yeah, we'll talk. Thank you for the advice and good for the heads
up.
We won't bring any small children with us also.
Yeah.
So we'll be back in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. We're all for one. We're one for all. We're all American.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at Mike and Vanya Can't Not at Gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows, but you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back in 2 weeks. V. this is why this is happening. Like, this is why we need to do it this way. And I don't know if just Elizabeth Mitchell is Elizabeth Mitchell. Elizabeth Mitchell from the TV show Lost should really be doing more.